And do you know what union that would have been in 75?
It was WIN, Were Involved in Nursing.
Okay.
And the leader of that and the founder of that was Carol King.
Okay.
Carol is now deceased. She died at 54. Wonderful, energetic, just bright smile, personality plus. She was married to an attorney. She worked at Our Lady of Peace, and she started that movement, but she had decided, she had gone with the Kentucky Nursing Association. That was, you know, she had a BSN, and that was her professional organization, and that's where she geared, led everybody. And the union movement at that time with nurses was at Our Lady of Peace, St. Mary's, which is now Caritas, and there was another one. And I was raised Catholic, Carol was raised Catholic, and we were just stunned later on when we talked about it by how these Catholic hospitals reacted to unions. They were vicious, absolutely vicious, firing nurses. But I don't know that much about that union except for several nurses lost jobs and it was in the courts for years. And by the time it got through, you know, the nurses were long gone. But Carol was in this nurses movement. She was revived. That was first nurses movement was WIN. That was actually like about 75.
Yeah.
But then when she started this one was like in 79. And she was just kind of pulling it together. She was wanting to go with another union. And she was just starting back over to revive the union movement. And so my husband told me that the administrators were all having a meeting to fight the union, to find out, to work together on busting this union. And it made me so mad that, so I called her and I said, I just want to let you know, this is what's going on, you know. And she invited me to a union meeting. And in fact, I think it was that evening at her house, and as luck had it, she was lived only half a mile from me. And I went to the meeting and met nurses that are still good friends of mine, and I haven't seen them for a while, but Lee Kaiser, Susie Martin, very strong woman, outspoken. Lee Kaiser is a male nurse, one of the few male nurses. And Carol, and can't think of some of the other ones' names, but we were in her home, and when I got ready to leave, she asked me if I would help her organize. And I said, well, I have no idea what to do. And she said, well, she said, I don't either, but she said, we're just trying. We're just trying to do our best. So the first assignment I had, at that time, she had two little boys, and they were, one was my son's age, which was about nine, and her other one was, I think, about seven. And we were going to go leaflet Baptist Hospital. I've never done anything like this in my life. So I helped her do the leaflets, and she called. She said, now what we have to do first, she said, I'm going to, she said, because the first thing will happen is you stand out there leafleting, and they're going to call the police on you and try to scare you and say you're on public property. So she called the mayor. She grew up in St. Matthew. She called the mayor of St. Matthews and found out where the property line, where public access was, on I can't think of the name of the road where Baptist Hospital is.
Okay.
So she found out how many feet from the center line. We took our measuring tape and we stood there. Well, we were leafleting, talked to the nurses as they're getting off their shift nap with our kids, and our kids are holding the signs, and we're talking to the nurses as they're coming out, and they sent out the security to chase us away. And this is where I learned my guts from Carol, because I was such a chicken. Let's get to the car. She goes, no, just stay right here. And he said, ma'am, you're going to have to leave. And I'm like, okay, I'm ready to pack up. And she goes, we are on public property, and you have no right to make us leave. We have every right to be here. Well, ma'am, the administrator, she said, I don't care. And we looked. You could see the administrators and all the people standing up at the window looking out at this guy chasing us away, and we wouldn't leave. So anyways, we stayed until we did our job, and then we left. And it was so, I don't want to say it was enlightening for one thing, but so empowering to think, you know, I would have just walked away. So Carol was pretty incredible. She and Kay are two of the strongest women that I've known through all of this. But anyways, and knowledgeable and smart, and Carol was just fun. Through all of this, I've had such a great time. But we've had some hard times, but most of it's been exciting. So I was working with Carol, and we were organizing Our Lady of Peace. Mm-hmm. That's where she worked part-time. Baptist Hospital, and there was one other one. Maybe it was Audubon.
Oh, yeah.
And we were doing really well, really well, and then all of a sudden the recession came. And nurses, a lot of them, their spouses worked at Ford, their International Harvester, a lot of spouses were, and that closed, that shut down. Quite a few of our big plants shut down, and people were afraid.
Yeah.
They needed their money. And it just kind of fizzled out.
Oh, yeah.
And what's interesting, we had, we were talking to unions to find out who to affiliate with. We wanted control, but we wanted to affiliate with a big union. Well, we met with the Teamsters, and we were invited to AFSCME, to their Philadelphia, their convention. And the funny thing is, Kay and her husband was at the convention, but we never met them.
Oh, yeah.
So went to the convention, but we end up going with, Tom Woodward. What is it, that union? Isn't that awful? Kay will know.
Okay.
It was... 1199.
Oh, okay.
Because they had a lot of hospitals. They had some hospitals in the South.
Yeah.
And they had organized hospitals before.
Yeah.
And we were going great guns, and we were having house meetings. We call up nurses. We had, our meetings were full. Nurses wanted to organize, but then when this came, you know, the recession came, was that 81?
Yeah.
It was just like it fizzled, totally fizzled. People were just terrified. And the hospitals knew it. They were threatening people that